Hey guys, I'm coming at you from the Prayer House for a new podcast. The conferences are kind of on pause, so I'm just going to share revelation with you this way for now, which I hope you'll enjoy. Just going to share from my heart what I'm engaging with, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's exciting, it's expansive, it's blissful as ever, because God is the God of bliss. Everything he does is wonderful. I want to talk about the apocalypse. So with all the things going on right now, the COVID riots, political turmoil, it seems very apocalyptic. But really, that's not what the word means. And it's one of those times where cultures adopted a word without understanding it. The word apocalypse means the revealing of realms. So it's from Revelation 1:1 where it says, the revealing of the realms, or the unveiling of the mysteries of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So we are the people of the apocalypse. In other words, we should be experiencing realms. We're people of the realms. Now, my lifestyle and my story has been a journey into realms, and I want to take you with me. I want you to experience those realms and come with me into them, because we belong there. We came from there when we originally were birthed from the heart of God. We came as a spirit being from him and married into the flesh to become a living soul. And we've always been multidimensional. We always will be multidimensional. But our culture and the fall has shut down our thinking and made us ignorant and blinded our eyes to the realm. So God has to come back and open them up. He has to give us an apocalyptic moment where we start to see and hear and understand. So I don't know about you, but I have a massive hunger for this. I'm hungry for it and I've got to go for it. It's in my DNA, it's in my bones, it's in my heart. My friend Paul Keith Davis, White Dove Ministries. I love doing ministry with Paul Keith. He says this, we've crossed a threshold on the timeline of heaven. So we have crossed a threshold. And there are things being accessed that we could not access before. So guys, we've been hooked up. We've been plugged in. I don't know if you've noticed the last decade, everything's changed for us who've been ascending. We're all talking different, acting different, thinking different. Courtrooms, cloud of witnesses, seven spirits, trance relocation, metamorphosis. The language is so different. And there's all these ecclesia groups and new voices and new ministries because something's changed. So Paul Keith continues to say, we are contending. There is an element of militancy. We are going to say there is more out there and we're going to go and contend for it. I want my inheritance. Woohoo! Yes, I'm with you, Paul Keith. I want my inheritance and I'm militant. I have got a militancy in me and I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of it. There's more and I'm going for it. I love the more. I want the more. I love it. I want it all. So I don't know about you, but there's a dissatisfaction in me. I'm happy in my union. I'm one with him. He's one with me. But I'm dissatisfied with how much of that realm is open and how much power I see and glory I see. I want to see it. I want to be there. And I want to manifest it here too. So we want the apocalypse. And the good news is, guys, it's happening. We're in the age or era of the revealing. Bobby Connor, the prophet from the USA, many of you know him. He's a granddad prophet these days, lovely man. He saw a layer come in front of his eyes physically. It looked like a sheen of energy, transparent. And he said to the Lord, what is this? Because it didn't look like an angel or anything else he'd seen. And the Lord replied to him, this is the veil between the earthly and the spirit realm, and it is thinner than ever. Come on, that's good news. We have to listen to the prophets, the legit ones who know what they're talking about. The realms are blurring. The boundaries are blurring and it's opening up. And there may be controversy with that, but we need it. We need it. And even if there is controversy, that's okay because the world is looking for answers right now. So Luke 12 verse 2 says this, everything that is hidden, concealed, covered up will be shown, revealed, uncovered and disclosed, and everything that is secret, hidden, will be made known. Wow, that's a scary verse on one level because that means we're going to see what the bad guys are up to as well. We're going to see what the banks are up to, governments, but we're also going to see what heaven's up to. And that verse is a promise, Luke 12:2, that God wants to reveal what is secret. And he's looking for people who say, call to me and I will answer you and show you great things that you do not know. God's looking for who wants to know, who wants to see what he sees, who wants to be where he is and to see that reality. So I want to talk about the apocalypse because I love it. I love it. We're, you know, if you were at the Restoration of All Things conference the other day online, you would have heard me talk about it. But today I'm going to expand on that. I'm going further again. I want to drink it. I want to feast on it and get intoxicated on the bliss of the apocalypse. So Revelation 1:1 in the Amplified Bible says, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ, his unveiling of the divine mysteries. So that's all the apocalypse means, is the revealing of divine mysteries. It's not scary. It's not a bad end times. It means the light has come on, the light has switched on, and you can see what was in the room. In this case, it means you can see into dimensions. So the revelation in Greek is apocalypses. And in the New King James, there's a wonderful commentary at the bottom that gets me whacked. It says this, is the unveiling or disclosing of a reality that has previously not been perceived. So the word revelation of Jesus Christ means the unveiling or disclosing of reality. Yoo-hoo! How many of you guys listening right now want to see reality? You want the curtain to come back, your eyes to be opened, angels to appear, see Jesus, have these encounters. If that's you, you're listening to the right podcast because that's where we're going. We are going into the age of the unveiling of realms. The light comes on and you can see. And we're in that time. We're in the time of the uncovering where knowledge is increasing exponentially. Spiritual culture is growing. People are into it. They want it. They love it. And we're in a multidimensional science world where even physics and astronomy is catching on to the fact there's multiverse, there's other dimensions, there's hidden realms, it's all connected, it's all quantumly entangled. So the world is looking for clarity on this. It wants to know, it wants to see. So I love reading the lives of the saints. Someone who spoke into this time is Frances Metcalf. She was a forerunner with the Ladies of Gold, a community who blurred the realms. They would see clouds, be transported, see angels face to face. They would even have clothing from heaven and shoes from heaven and hear trumpet sounds and the elders and talk with God face to face. They lived in such a realm where they blurred boundaries that for a season they had a doorway actually physically in their room that access those dimensions, which other people witnessed firsthand. So Frances Metcalf has got a lot to say to our generation. She said this, the revelation and appearing of Jesus Christ is now at hand, a secret appearing and revelation to his prepared saints before his open appearing. The door is to be opened to an entire company. Each one is to be taken up the golden stairway up into the third heaven, some to higher realms, and some to the very throne. By the way of rapture, which is ecstasy, they are to have access to the heavenlies. They are to see and commune with angels and the saints, and are to see Jesus beyond the veil, face to face, being changed into his likeness, fully united with him. Woohoo! There's so much in that. Come on, Francis. I honour you so much, Frances Metcalf. So there is a secret appearing, she said, at first, for the forerunners who want in on it, the first fruits, she called it. And then there's a second company of all the sons who'll enter into it. Well, guys, if you're listening, welcome to the first fruits group because we're going for it. We're not waiting till everybody gets it. We're saying, I want it, even if it's ahead of time, I believe in bending time. And this comes through the way of rapture, she said, which she means ecstasy. So we are the people of ecstasy. We are the people who enjoy the bliss of being united with Christ, and we're going into his joy. So Francis said, initially there will be those who pioneer, then everybody. But I'm telling you guys, there is tremendous grace, which is divine influence, coming upon this generation to lay hold of it. It says, in the last days, there will be visions and dreams and divinely appointed appearances. So we're in the cosmic clock. We're in the time of visions, dreams, and appearances. Even in the astrology, in the stars, the study of the stars, which we're not under the stars. We're framed up by Christ, but we can learn from the cosmic clock because it speaks into the earth. It says that we're in the age of Aquarius, which is the limitless outpouring of water. Water being frequency, energy, and vibration to open up our consciousness. The New Ages say it's about opening up your consciousness, but we would use biblical terms and say it's the Spirit of God being poured out on our flesh, all flesh, to open us up so that we see visions, we dream, so we expand in knowledge, and we have divinely appointed appearances. So I believe with a full open heart, this is for you. My friend Nancy Cohen says this, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation has been opened up. The old is over. The new has begun. We must charter new courses in spiritual dimensions. So Nancy teaches on this. She calls it the tabernacle of the congregation. What she means by that, we're in the era where groups will go up, which is exactly the same as Isaiah chapter 2, which says, many people shall say, come, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, or go up in the mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. So we're in the era of the open door, the open book, where many, many will say, all around the world, and it's already happening, there's ecclesia groups everywhere, thousands of them, saying, let's go up, and let's plunge into the apocalypse. The Melchizedek order, where we're taught from above, drink it, enjoy it, get intoxicated by it, become it. So I'm going into teacher mode right now, which is unusual for me, but I hope you can handle it. You know, I want to just dive into Revelation 1 and verse 1 and 2, and we'll just go through this and see where we end up. I want to pull out the bliss bombs and let them explode. I'm going to pull the trigger on those bliss bombs. It's loaded with bliss bombs. And I'm going to go through 7 bliss bombs that I've spotted there. There's probably more, infinitely more, but I want to pull them out quickly in this podcast. Let's run through this and enjoy it. Let's get immersion. So here we go, Revelation 1. This is the unveiling of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to share with his loving servants what must occur swiftly. He clearly made it known by sending his angel to his loving servant John. I, John, bore witness to the word and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Oh, yum, 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 yum. Yummy, yummy, yum. The unveiling of Jesus Christ given to John. Thank you, Lord, for that. Well, I love reading it in different translations. Let's go through it. Bliss bomb 1. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. I got stuck on that. The word apocalypse. The Orthodox Jewish Bible says, revelation, appearance, exposure of what is nistar, which means hidden, sod, the secret, raz, the mystery of Rebbe, Melech, HaMoshiach, Yehoshua. In other words, this is the revelation of Mashiach, Messiah, King, Melech, King, Jesus. And it's the nistar, that which is hidden. It's the revealing of the sod, or the sod, the secret, and the raz, the mysteries of God. I love that. What a great way to start that passage, the Orthodox Jewish Bible. That must be right, because it's Orthodox. So we're in the uncovering of what is nistar, sod, and the raz of Mashiach, the hidden secret mystery. So we are in the time where God is coming again, like Daniel 2, verse 47. Surely your God is the God of gods and the King of kings and the revealer of mysteries. That word revealer, gelah, means to strip bare, make nude, uncovered. And mysteries, raz, what was hidden or distorted, coming into clarity. So let me put it another way. God wants to strip the mysteries bare. So imagine like a box with a cloth on it, and he pulls the cloth off and you can see right into the box and touch it and grab it. He wants to make it bare. He wants to make it revealed. Or imagine someone takes you into a big chamber, a room, and the light's off, you can't see a thing. That's what it's like. And then the apocalypse is God simply turning on the light and taking you on a tour of the room where you can see everything that's there, touch everything. That's what we're talking about. I love these Hebrew terms. Nistar, the things that are hidden. Sod, the secret. Raz, the mystery. So that's number one. He's the revealer of mysteries. And I got stuck on that, the word revelation, because the footnote in the King James says it's the unveiling of realms. So it's not even just one room. It's many rooms, many mansions, many dimensions, many worlds. He wants to turn the light on for them all so you can see as he sees. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. So that's bliss bomb one, revelation, the word revelation. Bliss bomb two. It's not just the mystery, but it's been plunged into it. So listen again, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants. The word show, this is the second bliss bomb I want to focus on. It's the word diknuo, and it means exposure to the eyes or to be given proof or evidence. Your eyes see it. You have proof of it. You felt it. You experienced it. You plunged into it. Did you guys hear that? We're not just talking about imagination or imaginary visions in your head. You are seeing it with your eyes. You are hearing it with your ears. You are actually plunged into it. You're, whether in your body or out of your body, this is more than a vision. You are in the realm. You are there. You are there. This is immersion, and he wants us to be the people of the immersion, the people of the cloud, the letter mem, the living waters, the frequency, in the face of the deep, wet and soaking, saturated, plunged into the revelation, not just seeing it, but feasting on the mystery, breathing in the mystery, swallowing the mystery until it becomes a part of you. All the apocalyptic books are like that. Enoch, Daniel, and John, they all embody their message. The word will become flesh and become a part of you. Okay, next one. Bliss bomb three. Let's go there. Who gets to see all this? What does it say in this verse? Who's this revelation for? It says the slaves of Jesus, okay? It says the word servants, that this revelation was given to show his servants. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants. Now the word servants there, doulos, means slave. It's for the slaves of God. Hello, love slaves. The love slaves of Jesus. It is the love slaves, like Song of Solomon 2 verse 5. Help me and hold me, for I am lovesick. I am longing for more. These mysteries belong to the love slaves, those who are bound to Christ, bond servants, some translations say, who are his alone, love slaves of Jesus, like Paul, who said, the love which Christ has for me leaves me no choice. So he wants to show this to love slaves, people who give themselves to the will of another. Lord, we give ourselves to your will. We're love slaves. We're slaves. I want to be your slave. Take me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to see. I will do what you want. So that's bliss bomb three, that this is for everyone who is a slave of love, a love slave of Jesus. He wants to show his servants. The love slaves is not just one, it's servants. It's many, many servants. It's given to the servants, many. We're all included. It was never meant for John alone. This is not an exclusive book. It's an open book, an invitation. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. It belongs to us and our children. It is revealed. It's for you, it's for me, it's for the love slaves, for the many. And God invites you to explore it. He invites you to ascend into it, become a part of it. Have your apocalypse. And he puts a hunger in you for the very thing he wants you to have. I've quoted this many times, but C.S. Lewis says this, if I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world. That's how I feel. I have an appetite for it. I want it. It exists because I'm made for it. I'm made for another world. As Colossians 2 verse 6 says in the Passion, continue your journey of faith, progressing further into your union with him. We're going further into our union with him. Okay, you're still with me. We're going into the next bliss bomb. Just to recap where we've been so far. We've talked about the unveiling, which is apocalypse, which is to strip bare. We've talked about seeing it firsthand with your eyes. We've talked about it's for slaves, not just one person, many. Next, bliss bomb 4. The apocalypse breaks open the timeline. Listen to what it says. God gave him the apocalypse to show his servants things which must shortly take place. So as you engage this realm, as you go into the apocalypse, as you engage the reality of the realms, the timeline breaks open and you start to see what will happen. John saw thousands of years through time. Enoch 2, Moses, Zechariah, all of these people, Isaiah, saw through the timeline. Daniel saw the empires of man. Isaiah saw expanded visions of even our age. This is going to be normal. Time is in us, is hidden in our hearts, and he wants to unlock it. How easy is it for God to unlock it? I want to share a story with you from Bobby Connor. Listen to this. God asked Bobby Connor to write an annual book of revelation and a word from the Lord called The Shepherd's Rod. He didn't want to do it, so Jesus appeared to him, and this is what happened. Jesus appeared right in front of me. I can't explain it. Whether I was in the body or out of the body, I was sucked up off this earth and carried to a round sphere, some big round ball. There were thousands of screens above me, below me, beneath me, beside me, behind me. Every screen was playing something different. My eyes could focus on a screen and instantly I would know everything about it. I would know the most minute detail of what was going on in those screens. Suddenly, I chunked back down in front of Jesus and he almost laughed at me and said, "See, it's not a problem for me to give you revelation." How would you like that, to be sucked up into the room of screens? Well, that's how simple it is for Jesus. So for Jesus, the issue is not how to give us revelation, it's who is willing, who wants it, who says yes to it. And he is unlocking this, guys. He is immersing us in it. The rhythm, the song of time, events being played out in our hearts, the sacred dance, the symphony, the song, the logic of love is that we know what's going to happen. He does not want us to be ignorant of what's going to happen in the future or the distant future. So that's the other bliss bomb, is that time opens up for you and you see through time. And for you, it's normal. You own it. You see it. You have the calendar in your heart. Okay, next bliss bomb, bliss bomb 5. Can you believe we're just talking about Revelation 1 and 2 and there's this many bliss bombs there? The next bliss bomb, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So angels walk with us. People of the apocalypse, they walk with angels. All of the people that I know who are apocalyptic in scripture and Enoch and modern day mystics, they walk with angels. Angelos, a messenger, envoy, one who is sent, an angel, a messenger from God. In Hebrew, they're called malak, which I really like. It means kings. Kings, they are kingly messengers. I want to tell you guys, angels come in is the new normal. People in the news are talking about the new normal with COVID. Forget their new normal. I'm telling you, the new normal is angels come in to see you and walk with you. See, in the past, it says people hosted angels unaware. I'm telling you now, we are in the era where God is saying, be aware, host angels aware. That's amazing. You can actually sit down and have food with an angel, meet with an angel, eat with an angel, and know that they're an angel. Those are the kind of conversations we're going to be having. This era of ignorance is ending. Now we will know, see, and understand. I even saw in heaven one time in the library room, the Chronicles of the Angels. And I saw that there are tribes, cultures, nations, dimensions that are all angelic that we're going to explore. It was shown me in this encounter that all the knowledge in these books is for this era. They're not for the future, they're for now. That we will understand them and see more of them than ever before. We even know this from Scripture. Jesus said, the end of the age is the harvest and the angels are the harvesters. In other words, as the world starts to come into harvest time, we are having an angel invasion. There will be companies on earth who walk with these angels. We were shown in a dream that there will be a unique group of people who are called those that walk with angels. They will see the lightnings of God, the miracles of God, the wonders of God, and they will be called those who walk with angels. If that offends you, just remember Jesus is the blueprint and Jesus walks with angels. So Jesus is surrounded by angels, and as he is, so are you. Enoch learned from the angels. He was great friends with Uriel, Michael, Raphael, and also other saints like Teresa of Avila. The Lord said to her one day, you've walked with men, but now you will walk with angels. So seeing angels will no longer be an unusual event. It's the new normal. Get ready. Think about it. Angels are coming to your house. Angels will be knocking at your door. We are the people of the apocalypse. Okay, I have two more bliss bombs to pull out, and then we're going to pray. Bliss bomb 6. As we engage this realm, we change. We become legal witnesses of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. We start to function differently, move differently. So let's read it again. He sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all things that he saw. So it's the word martyrio, witness, one who is present, mindful and aware. So that you're aware, you're a witness, and now you can be called on by the courts to give testimony. You can give testimony in the earth, you can give testimony in the heavens, because you're a witness. And it connects to Hebrews 12, verse 1, the cloud of witnesses, martus, where it says, as for us, we all have this great cloud of witnesses who encircle us like clouds. So the people of the apocalypse become part of the cloud of witnesses now. They begin to function as testifiers, legislators, witnesses, and they are both present in the earth and present in the spirit. They have a voice in the earth and a voice in the heavens. They become cloud riders. This realm, the apocalyptic realm, qualifies you to become a cloud rider like Enoch and like John, and you become a legal representative of Yahweh to the cosmos. Okay, final bliss bomb. I hope you're enjoying this session. I'm enjoying it. I hope you are too. Final point, bliss bomb, is that you have authority in metamorphosis. So let's return to the verse again. John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, to all the things he saw. The word saw, I want to focus on that. See, the era of distance is ending. The word saw is eido, and it means to perceive with the eyes and senses, inspect, examine, look at, and cherish. Ooh, cherish. I love that. Cherish. Lord, we cherish you. We cherish you, Holy Spirit. This brings incredible authority. So we speak as people. Think about what I'm saying. You're not just sharing a thought. You're not just sharing an opinion. You're sharing what you saw, heard, witnessed, touched, experienced, and cherished. So you now become an oracle. You become one with authority. You become one who's been in the realm of God. And this is what happened to John. Listen to how he introduces his book. It says, that which from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. That is going to be the new normal. We hear, see, look on, touch. We handle the word of life with no distance, and then we make that known to you. We make it known to you. I love that, that it says that our hands have handled. Guys, look at your hands, your lovely hands. They are made to handle the divine. They are made to handle heaven as well as earth. They're meant to hold babies. They're meant to touch plants and animals and feed people, but they're also meant to touch the Lord. They're meant to touch the heavenly things, touch angels and feel the waters of heaven. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Lord. The last fruit of this in this bliss bomb is that what you see, What you idol, you become what you behold. You cannot have the apocalypse without being changed. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says this, nothing between us and God. Our face is shining with the brightness of his face. And so we are transfigured, much like the Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful. This is transformational, guys. This is why we should pursue the apocalypse. This is why we should be apocalyptic, because it brings metamorphosis. It changes you. We become like the image we behold. You cannot stay the same. You will not stay the same. And you become a living testimony. Your life is not a doctrine. It's a revelation of Jesus Christ. You become people of the apocalypse. Okay, guys, I'm almost done on this potty. I just want to share another quote from Francis Metcalf before we pray. I hope you're enjoying this. I'm loving it. Francis Metcalf said this, "The Lord said to me, up until now, you've had glimpses into this realm, but now the heavens are open wide for you." Guys, I'm speaking this over you now too. Let this be a prophecy for you. Up until now, you've had glimpses into this realm, but now the heavens are open wide for you. Francis said this, "At this, I saw the heavens actually roll back, much as a curtain on a stage is parted." Oh, guys, don't you want that? That the curtain peels back right now, bang, and you can see it. "The glory of the realm supernal blinded me. I was given glimpses of the new Jerusalem and the stairway of the ladder leading to it. I was also permitted to see various angels and to know their ranks. I became conscious of them about me day and night." That's what I want. I want to be conscious of them day and night. I don't want a day off from heaven. I get bored, honestly, I do. I need these realms. I may be dysfunctional. I don't know. Maybe I'm strange, but I feel like I was made for these realms. I was made to see and walk with angels. You were made to see and walk with angels. God wants us to have an abundant life, a life full of wonder, mystery, glory, fear, trembling, music, sound, symphony, touching, tasting, and seeing that the Lord is good. And that is the apocalypse. The apocalypse is not a bad end times. The apocalypse is the beginning of truly living in the realms of God. And that is our prayer today. I'm going to quote Jesus, Matthew 11:25, as a prayer. "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes." Hello, babes. It's been given to you. So open your eyes, open your ears, open your heart, because you are the children of the apocalypse. Amen and amen.